A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Lamed Gimel, Baba Kama 33a, pagination is 65, starting from the Mishnah midway on the page at the beginning of a line. Shnei Shevarim Tamin, two animals that are in the category of Tam. They do not have a significant track record of doing damage. Today, yesterday, the day before, the concept of three times, and then you become a muad. So right now, they're tam. Shechavlu zezeh, and they damaged one another. Mishalmin b'moser chatzi nezek, they pay the excess as half damage, because that's their liability. Whichever one is more, the owner pays. Shneihem muadim, if both animals are muad, mishalmin b'moser nezek shalim. They pay in the excess full damage, because that's the liability of a muad. Echad tam ve'echad muad. What happens if one animal is a tam and one animal is a muad, so the liability is different? So the Mishnah says that we're going to calculate it accordingly. Muad b'tam mishalim b'moser nezek shalem. If the muad did more damage in the tam, it pays the excess Nezek Shalem, full damage, because that's the liability of a Muad. Tam b'Muad, if the Tam did more damage to the Muad, Mishalem b'Moser Chatzi Nezek, the excess is paid as half damage. Now, there's a nuance here that needs to be calculated, needs to be addressed. How do you calculate the initial part of the damage and claiming that it's equal? Is it that the muad did 50 damage in the tam and the tam did 50 damage in the muad and they cancel out? Or is it that the liability of the tam is half, and therefore a $50 damage done by the muad would only be equal to a $100 damage that the tam does in the muad? How do you calculate the initial equal part to see who did more damage to who? And the Mechaber Simin Tuf Beis tells us, Kigon, the example would be, Im Hizik Muad Bitam Meya, the Muad did damage in the Tam of 100, Ve'atam Lo Iziku Ela Nun, and the Tam did damage of 50, Mishalim lo ayin hay. He pays 75. The idea over here is that even the initial amount of damage, which is not going to get paid because we're saying they're equal, but the damage itself is calculated according to the level of liability, so that whatever a muad does is calculated at 100%, and whatever a tam does is calculated at 50%. If, after doing that calculation, the tam's liability is still in excess of the muad's liability, then the owner of the tam would have to pay. The Mishnah continues. V'chein shnei anoshim shechavlu ze bazeh, and the same is true if you have two people that damage one another. Mishalmim b'moser nezek shalem. We don't say it's a fight and it's a wash, and we just ignore the damages. Instead, we calculate who did more damage, and that person pays Nezek Shalem. What happens if we're dealing with an animal and a person? Adam b'muad, a person does damage to a muad, umuad ba'adam, and likewise the muad animal does in an adam. Mishalim b'moser nezek shalem. Whoever did more has to pay full damage. Adam b'tam v'tam ba'adam. A case that we're going to see is quite sophisticated. A person with a tam animal, and the tam animal in the person. So Adam b'tam mishalim b'moser nezek shalem. A person is liable for full damage. Tam ba'adam mishalim b'moser chatzi nezek. The first opinion says that a tam in a person is going to pay the extra as chatzi nezek, the way a tam always does. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva argues and says, Aftam shechova ba'oda mishalem b'mosar nezek shalem, even a tam that does damage in a person is also paying nezek shalem. Rabbi Akiva considers it a gzeres hakosuv. Tanur Rabbanon, the Gemara says, this is all based on psukim in Parshas Mishpatim. In Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Ches, we find a case where an animal that is a tam killed, Rachmana Litzlan, a person. Soko Yisokel Hashor, the animal gets stoned for the murder. Ubal Hashor Noki, but the person who owns that animal goes off clean. It was a tam, and he doesn't have to pay redemption money. That's the case of a tam. V'im sharnagochu mitmol shalshom, if it was a animal with a track record of doing such damage, then not only does the animal get killed, but kofer yushas olav, the person would require redemption money. So the first case was a tam, the second case was a muad, and then the pasuk says the case of damages. O ben yigach, o bas yigach, kamishpat hazeh ye osalo. If the animal would gore, doing damage, then this law should be applied to the owner. The question is, do we apply the law in general that there's a tam and muad consideration, just as there was a tam and muad consideration in the previous section, which is being referenced with the words kamishpat hazeh, like this law? Or, Rabbi Akiva says, kamishpat hazeh means katachton, like the bottom case, the most recent case, the case of muad. And Rabbi Akiva learns that automatically an animal doing damage in a person, even if it's a tam, is given the status and the responsibility, the liability of a muad doing damage. Let's see the text in the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan kamishpat hazeh ye'asalo, kamishpat shor b'shor, kach mishpat shor ba'adam. Just like an animal in an animal, meaning there's a tam and a muad status, that's how when an animal damages a person, there's likewise tam and muad status. This is the opinion of the Rabbanon. Mashor b'shor tam mishal mechatzi nezek, muad nezek shalem. Afshor ba'odam tam mishal mechatzi nezek, muad nezek shalem. However, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, kamishpat hazeh, like this law, katachton velo ke'elyon, like the most recent case, kamishpat hazeh, and not like the earlier case, the upper case. In a column in the Sefer Torah, the bottom case is tachton, the most recent case, and the previous case would be elyon, earlier in the column, upper in the column. Yocho mishalem minu aliyah, Talmud lomar ye osalo mi gufo mishalem ve'ene mishalem minu aliyah. Rabbi Akiva says that kamishpat hazeh is referencing the most recent case, and that's to say that this animal will have the status of a muad because it's doing damage in a person. However, interestingly, it is not going to pay minhu aliyah from the assets of the owner the way normally nezek shalem is paid when it's a muad. Instead, it's a most interesting minhu aliyah, migufo mishalem, from the value of the animal it gets paid, but it's paying a nezek shalem to the extent that the animal is worth that amount. So again, according to the Rabbanon, there is regular tam muad status even when an animal damages a person. Very straightforward way of handling it. There's still tam and muad. Depends if it gored previously, if it had a track record. According to Rabbi Akiva, a tam in a person is kitachton, like the bottom case, the most recent case. And it pays nezek shalem, but migufo from the value of the animal. Just as a matter of trivia, we have in general that a tam pays chatzi nezek migufo, and a muad pays nezek shalem me'aliyah. There are exceptions to this, and this Rabbi Akiva is such an exception, where even though you're paying nezek shalem, and you're giving it the status of a muad, but it's paying migufo from the animal itself. Likewise, another exception to this general approach of chatzi nezek coming from the animal's value and nezek shalem coming from the assets of the person is tsuroros, where chatzi nezek, half damage, is paid min ho'aliyah. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.